This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, I'd love to hear from you right now. Get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great feature also on the website. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, but you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter online. Again, that's klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And again, joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I've been doing absolutely fantastic. Malia, how are you on this? I was going to say, it's not a, you know, take the warmth.
It's a spring. Yeah. It's a spring, beautiful morning, and our weeds are just chiming to grow faster than the rest of the stuff out there, I think.
They love this stuff, don't they? And why can't they make like just regular old garden plants that are as vigorous as weeds? Yeah. I mean, that'd be just ideal.
It's like AstroTurf, you know, something like that's what we all need.
Oh, man, we got to save that for later. I think we just found our $1 million idea, Malia. Great to talk with both of you. And we've got a fun conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about, okay, I'm retired. So now what? And we'll get the details from CJ and Malia on that. And of course, love to hear from you this morning. If you've got a question, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget about Kloss Financial's office telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number. Remember not only to make an appointment at Kloss Financial, because it's not going to cost you a thing for that initial get to know you one, but also a little bit later on in the program, we'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's prize from the folks at Kloss Financial is a $25 gift card to IHOP, and we'll get the details on how you can win it a little bit later on in the show, but I will give you a little tip. Just listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz question week come up during the program. Before we start talking about retired and now what, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz question of the week and review the question as well as the answer.
Yes, so thank you everyone who listened last week. We had a lot of callers. Last week's question was, at what age do you first become eligible to begin Medicare? It's kind of a popular subject, so I think that's why we had a lot of listeners. The multiple choice was it age 60 or age 65? Dennis of Wanakee correctly answered it. Congratulations, Dennis. The answer is age 65 is the age at which you first become eligible for Medicare. So write that down if you weren't listening last week.
And if you did miss last week's podcast or any of the previous ones, you can always catch up online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. As mentioned, we are talking this week. The podcast is going to be called Retired and Now What? So obviously, we want to help people, and you guys work very hard for people to get to that point in their life. I'm guessing that after the retirement, there should be planning as well, shouldn't there?
Yeah, probably. we spend a lot of time in the show, obviously, talking about the financial aspects of retirement. You know, how do you best prepare and how do you address things like your debt and having enough in retirement for a long, you know, long successful retirement, putting away emergency reserves and health insurance. And even the last show was all about Medicare at 65, which we call the promised land of retirement. But the truth is, once everyone gets to their final kind of financial retirement nirvana, we'll call it, many people don't know what they should be doing, believe it or not. You've been focusing on a very important task for the last 30 years, which is, of course, preparing financially for retirement. But the reality is planning for how you will spend that kind of time freedom is just as important as figuring out if you can financially afford to retire. So some people enter retirement with a full-blown plan as it relates to these topics. Others just are so focused on the retirement financial aspect that they don't really know what they're going to actually do. So today, we're going to shift topics a little bit, go off the financial focus, and focus more on, we'll call this 15 ideas for you to consider of activities you could plan to do once you're financially able to be retired. We actually like the term financial independence, by the way, because retirement looks very different for a lot of people. So once you're financially independent, here's 15 ideas for you to consider activities to fill your time. Number one would be read. Believe it or not, a lot of our clients really look forward to reading like non-work related books or articles. as they get into retirement. And a lot of our clients have found a lot of joy and fulfillment in doing so. So number one, consider more reading. Again, non-work related reading. Number two, teach. So a lot of people have built up a ton of knowledge over a 30 to 40 year career in a particular field. And often you can translate that into a teaching role at a local community college or a high school, whatever it might be. Consider disseminating that knowledge to others. A third idea would be volunteer. There's so many rewarding places to offer your services. Maybe it's working to a group of kindergarten students or helping junior high school students with their band instruments. Maybe it's working at a local food pantry, at your church, a homeless shelter. You know, the list goes on and on. But volunteering, again, is one of those things that our clients have at least stated to us has been a very rewarding, fulfilling part of retirement for them. Number four is start a new hobby. Maybe you've always wanted to learn more about woodworking. As a matter of fact, we use that as an example because for whatever reason, we have a lot of our retirees who get into woodworking. And they love it. They'll make like these really cool pens or benches or a kitchen table. It's incredible. And it's just a matter of the fact that you didn't have time to commit to something like this while you were working. Think about those things you always wish you had time to do, whether it be, again, woodworking, cake decorating, whatever it might be, and consider committing some time to that once you're in retirement. And finally, for my grouping at least, number five is become a mentor. This is a big deal. There's so many kids out there, or even adults for that matter, who just need a friend or a mentor or somebody who's been through life or who's been through the same career field. There's great organizations out there, as a matter of fact, that you could partner with. You know, things like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, where you're actually mentoring youth so that they understand there's a different possible future for them. So consider being a mentor as you enter retirement.
A lot of fun stuff there too. Not only is it enjoyable to do, but also great opportunities to help society as a whole. And you mentioned, CJ, things like teaching, volunteering, mentoring. Hobbies can also benefit the society as a whole. And it's a really, really great perspective this morning. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Love to hear from you this morning. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. This next, I'm not familiar with this word. Imagine being able to exercise more. That might be on people's list. What are we talking about here, guys?
Yeah, so it's on the top of Sean's list, obviously. And so people, and we do hear this a lot. People say, as soon as I retire, I'm going to start walking all the time. I'm going to go to my gym all the time. And we would just caution you not to wait that long. Don't wait till retirement to get this into full gear. We really, really, really want our retirement to be the healthiest part of our lives. So getting into those healthier routines sooner than later can really help with your next season. Quite honestly, simply walking is one of the best sports anybody can do. Taking short hikes, simply moving around besides sitting at your desk. Here I'm guilty. Sitting at your desk has not been a healthy thing for most people who've been working all these years. And so starting to infiltrate your life with good habits before you retire, meaning exercise, is just a remarkable thing. So we really push that as do it before you retire, get in that habit. Next thing is write a book. You know, many people have some really great stories. Actually, everybody has some great stories from their lives. And, you know, now you can look forward. And again, you can start pitching yourself some of your own ideas. Start putting some of those concrete ideas down so that as you enter retirement, you can maybe, you know, finish writing out those topics. You know, a lot of people are doing self-publishing these days, of course, blogging. Just writing about daily happenings that you find interesting. There's certainly other people who may find interesting as well. But I think it's very cathartic for people to write and review their own lives. We hear this a lot. Number eight is create a bucket list. So many people find this is actually the best way to actually do some of the things they've always dreamed about. We've seen people put on their bucket list, I want to visit all the national parks. This was before COVID, so now everybody has every state or every baseball park. We've had clients in their 70s decide, you know what, I'm going to try out dog mushing in Alaska. You know, I mean, just incredible things. And also a client who learned scuba diving at the age of 99. So if you're sitting in your couch going, I don't know what to do, today's the day to start writing that list. And it doesn't mean you're going to complete it all, but that's a starting point. A lot of exciting ideas out there. Number nine, we say consider more education. Consider even finishing up a degree you've never finished. You know, you are maybe three quarters through and never finished it. Sign up for the classes needed to finish up that degree from way back when. Or sign up for a subject that you never had any time to tackle, but has some interest, whether it be metal finishing or woodworking, as CJ mentioned. Maybe learn a new language. You know, this is the next season of your life. It should be an exciting season. So setting those goals, just like we do every week, is talk about our goals to how we can be putting away proper retirement funds, setting goals for what that next leg of our life is going to look like. So important. And then finally, another buzzword we hear about now is consider an encore career. So I do want you to retire and have some relaxation, but consider an encore career where you could take some of the gifts that you have and perhaps you utilized in your current job and look at doing something that perhaps might help others. So many people look at their second career paths in healthcare or environmental justice, education, and public service. And finally, I would just say that is so important. We find that the most fulfilling when people feel like they can take their talents and give back to others. I was on a phone call this week with a close girlfriend. She retired back in May of last year, which is a crummy time to have retired. And she has taken the bull by its horns. And she is telling me the other night, she goes, Malia, I'm not retired. I'm rewired. And I loved hearing that. I told her I'm going to mention that on the radio this week because rewired is really what we all need to be doing. She's already tutoring women. She's started a travel blog and she's a little bit too much of a go-getter. But point being, she's already set her course. And it's so exciting to hear people like that. So don't think about retirement. Think about rewirement.
That is great perspective. Great. I love that line. That is really good. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to hear from you this morning. If you've got a question, give us a call. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Kloss Financial, you can learn all about them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're talking about plans for after retirement. How are you going to spend your time? Now, you've got this great opportunity. A lot of great content in that first segment of the program. Don't forget, as always, if you miss any part of today's show or you want to get caught up on any of the previous programs, link right up at klossfinancial.com. You can get the information there. Listen back to those podcasts. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which also contains a link to the most recent show. Again, that all at klossfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, talking about retired and now what? We talked about some of the things you could be doing when it comes to how you should be doing things in retirement. Some really great perspective. What about time for you know, finally getting to hang out with those grandkids and spending time with them and having some fun? I've got to assume that's an important thing to plan for as well.
No, do not spend time with family in retirement. That's,
you CJ sound like my relatives, yeah.
I'm sure there's some people who are like, amen. Yeah. But no, you should. So yes, as you said, Sean, we are going through 15 ways to consider spending your time in retirement, which is a bit of a shift for us. We're always so focused on the preparation of the financial independence, so the financial aspect of retirement, that the time component gets missed. But as Malia mentioned before, it's just as important as the financial aspect. So we're on to number 11, which this gets into kind of family and fun. So number 11 is spend more time with family. This could be babysitting grandkids. And truth be told, it varied person by person, by the way. But through the pandemic, there were some of our clients that their small little bubble was basically just them and maybe one of their children and their grandkids. Now, maybe the CDC is going to call me later on and say, that should have never happened. But it doesn't matter. That's what they chose, was their little bubble. And that was a way for them to find socialization and joy through the pandemic of having this tiny little bubble. And whether that be during the pandemic or post-pandemic, consider spending more time with family, kids, grandkids, things like that. Number 12 on our list is traveling beyond your own town. I will tell you, I had the privilege of playing competitive soccer when I was younger, and I got to travel the world. By the time I was 20 years old, I had been blessed to visit a lot of different countries. And I will say, there is something, and Malia can attest to this. She's done a fair amount of traveling with her family and husband. Having a global perspective helps you, number one, be a better global citizen, but number two, it just really gives you an appreciation for other cultures, for other things going on in the world, things that are impacting people's lives that you couldn't understand until you were standing in their feet. And it just brings a huge amount of fulfillment into your life. So we'd really encourage you, consider traveling and kind of mapping out different places you want to visit. It could be in the contiguous United States. It could be outside other international destinations. Number 13 on our list of 15 is stay social. Listen, I have heard this for so long, as has Malia, which is like, no, I'm just not a social person. I just don't like people. Well, if the pandemic has taught us anything, it is that every human being needs other human being interaction. Let me repeat that. Every human being, I don't care if you're an introvert or extrovert, needs other human being interaction. We were created, I'll say, by our creator to be social. And now that it looks different, right? For some people, it's going to a party. For other people, it's just talking to a close friend. So I'm not saying everybody's an extrovert. I'm just simply saying being social is a critical part of mental and physical health. Number 14 is consider starting a new business. Many of our retirees have started up little ventures that were always their dream. They never had time to do because they needed to, you know, have benefits and keep the lights on at home. But now that they're retired and they don't have as much financial dependency with kids, they jump into a new business. So that's something to consider. And finally, number 15 here on the list is make sure that your finances align with your plans. Hey, we're financial planners, and we have to end with something financial here, which is you've got to consider these time allocations. Where are you going to put your time when you have the financial independence? But occasionally, we will run into people who say, oh, I love it. I have these four or five different things that I'm going to do with my time. And we go, well, what are they? And they go, I'm going to start collecting Corvettes. Okay. I go, whoa, how much are you going to spend on that? Right. So there is this element of aligning your time allocation with your financial resources. So there you go. There's the 15th reminder of what to align those interests.
Really good stuff. And I know you got an interesting stat as well with this, don't you?
Yeah, so the generation, interesting kind of baby boomer stat here, the generation born between 1946 and 1964, which is known as the baby boomers, handed in retirement at record rates in 2020. On average, 2 million baby boomers have retired each year since 2011, believe it or not. And according to an analysis by Pew Research Center, or that was according to an analysis, I should say, by the Pew Research Center. But in 2020, that number rose to 3.2 million people. So again, in 2011, it was around 2 million, but in 2020, that number rose to 3.2 million people. Now, researchers speculate that the pandemic obviously probably sped up that retirement decision. Not to mention, I'll be frank, we call this like a forced evolution, right? And part of that forced evolution was, you've got to be more digital. So you've got to socially connect or do run business digitally. And for some baby boomers, that was a hard transition to make, right? Just to be frank, it's like, I do not want to have to learn 8 new technologies. And so it was something that just kind of pushed them into retirement. And listen, I'm 37 years old and my change meter is running low. And what I mean by that is, like, sometimes we think, oh, I'm getting pushed out of the workforce. No, we just, as we get older, I do not want to tolerate the change that I did when I was 20. And I know some of you are rolling your eyes because you think I'm so young as it is, but I get it. I get it. As I guess what I'm trying to say is that as we age, we have accepted and tolerated so much change that eventually our change meter runs out. It hits empty and we go, I'm done. Yeah. I'm headed for the door. Whether it was my choice or my employer's, I'm headed for the door.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Come back. We'll talk about, we'll do, of course, Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Got a great email. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia, and we'll continue our conversation with you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. There, not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, you can also submit a question to be answered right here on the show in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, Alicia writes, she says, I'm planning on retiring in 4 years, how much of my current income do I need to consider to replacing when I retire?
That's a great question, Alicia. Hopefully you just heard our show today too. So you may, after hearing our show, you might need more because you're going to come up with all these great ideas. But our favorite phrase in this show amongst many is it depends. So your situation is going to be quite a bit different from, you know, your neighbors. Some people are going to need more. It depends on their, if there's income coming into the household from other sources besides your own, a partner's income, your Social Security, perhaps pension income, and really just looking at your monthly needs budget. So when I say needs, you know, there's a difference between needs and wants. So perhaps today we covered some of the wants. So we look at the needs as being, you know, basic living expenses, healthcare, insurances, and property taxes, things like that, food, of course. But then there's the wants, which include your travel and entertainment. So we would say, you know, rule of thumb carefully is that people generally need somewhere between 65 to 75% of their final earnings before they go into retirement. Again, some people might need 110%. It depends on what their future holds for them. So we would say sit down with a financial planner that you're comfortable with so that they can look at your budget, your wants, your actual needs, and come up with a ballpark for you to consider. But thanks for the question. We appreciate that.
Great guidance this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Oh, don't forget as well, because you want to hold on to that number, it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You will then have 10 minutes from the end of today. 10 minutes? You'll have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this. According to Pew Research Center, how many baby boomers retired in 2020? Was it 2 million or was it 3.2 million? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to IHOP. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And I'm looking through the glass and I'm seeing a couple of familiar faces. You may have heard the jingle playing this morning. Kevin and Renee Clark of Making Dreams Realty will be with you next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, 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 money.